This is a CBC podcast.
Welcome. This is The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, the store manager.
And I'm Gary the Unicorn, and I just want to dance.
Wait, no. If you dance in the store, you're going to...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Orlando.
Check the machine, please, Gary, while I clean this up.
Okay.
I'd like to hear a story about a waffle who has a secret, and his secret is contestant, and he doesn't want to tell anyone.
Whew, all clean. Now, I know I had the perfect story in the breakfast foods with backstories section. Here it is. The waffle what wouldn't woogie. Gary, chime me.
Chime.
Gary.
Oh, here it is.
Vic Waffle had a big, big, big problem.
Yes, like huge, massive, like pancake stacked as high as a mountain big.
Yes, you see, it was almost time for the freezer fete, the big winter dance at Vic's school, Griddle Middle. Every kid would be there, ready to do the coolest new dance, the Waffle Woogie. But, well...
There's one thing, I can't do the Waffle Woogie. Gasp! I don't even like the Waffle Woogie.
Double gasp!
Vic didn't like any of the popular dances. The crisp croissant, the Danish shuffle, the hash brown hop. No, Vic had one true dance love.
And the one, and the two, and the tap my shoe.
Tap dance. He clicked, he clacked, he tippity tapped. He even did that thing where, you know, you drop into a split and then pop back up.
Well, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. But he kept it a secret.
Triple gasp.
Nobody here likes tap dancing. It's old-fashioned and dorky.
But there was another reason Vic kept his tap dancing secret. The Waffle Woogie was called that because Vic's big sister, Valerie, created it. She was the most popular kid in town and the best dancer.
Val's the coolest, everyone loves her, and if I go to the freezer fete and tap dance, I'll get super judged and make her look bad, and then she won't like me anymore.
And so, Vic decided he wouldn't go to the dance. He'd stay home and avoid all the embarrassment. Or, so he thought.
Hey, Vic, I got you something. Here you go.
But this is a ticket to the freezer fete. I'm not going to the dance, Val. I have to grind up some coffee beans. Yeah, that's it.
For an entire evening?
Oh, yeah. But then I...
Just come. It'll be a good time. Hey, and don't forget your dancing shoes.
Fine. I guess I'll go. But the only dancing shoes I have are my tap dancing shoes. And I'm not bringing those.
Well, there was no getting out of it now. Vic was going to that dance. Let's heat up this piece of Just because he was there didn't mean he was going to like it. He decided that he was going to just stand around, have some fruit punch, and watch the night go by.
Okay, Vic, if you don't dance, nothing will go wrong.
What was that about not dancing?
Val, I haven't stretched. And you gotta stretch before vigorous activity, you know that.
Sure, yeah. I'll see you on the dance floor when you're all warmed up, Vic.
Valerie, confident and cool, slid onto the dance floor and started to do the Waffle Woogie. Soon, everyone was doing it. She looked over to Vic and waved him over, but he shook his head. He was not going out there.
Oh, you think that was good? Vic, get out here and show him your moves.
Oh no, everyone's looking at me now. Oh, this couldn't get any worse.
What? My gear! Ah, it exploded! I can't heat up the freezer fast!
Oh, even my air horn effect is busted! No!
The crowd was restless. Vic was ready to run for the door, but an arm on his shoulder stopped him.
Where are you going? This is your chance. You can save the dance.
Me? How could I save the dance? The music is...
You don't need music to dance. You, especially. You make your own music while you dance. Oh yeah, you left these at home, even though I told you to bring them.
Valerie handed Vic his tap dancing shoes.
Wait, you knew?
Of course I knew. You tap dance. It's not a quiet activity.
But I don't know any cool dances. I can't do the waffle woogie.
Do you know why I came up with the waffle woogie? Because I didn't want to do any of the other dances. If I did the yoga one more time, I swear I'd have grown mold. Do the dance that makes you happy, Vic.
Vic danced harder than he ever had before. The crowd noticed. They were into it. They clapped along.
They like it. They like my dancing.
Go, Vic!
The music got fixed, but by then, everyone was already dancing, following Vic's cool moves. By the end of the night, the talk of the town was Vic Waffle, the creator of the newest dance craze, the Maple Syrup Tap. The end.
Wow, what a great story. You know what? It makes me want to dance even more.
Yes, Gary's signature move. The Rainbow Tornado. Well, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
So much cleaning.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.